Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We greet you in the powerful name of Jesus, this Jesus who has defeated death and conquered the grave. He's the one we exalt and worship as the true God. We are heralds of hope, and we're so glad you have chosen to join us for today's teaching from the book of John. We are a small organization with a big goal of using media to make disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish the Great Commission in our lifetime. With God's help and the help of God's people, we magnify the name of Jesus through Bible teaching and Bible distribution. In today's lesson, we will look at Peter and Peter's failure. It can be easy to look at Peter and think, how could he deny Jesus three times? He knew Jesus and spent time with him. Why would he act like he never knew him? I'm sure it was hard to be where Peter was, and I don't know how I would have responded in that situation. But have you ever wondered why Jesus would welcome him back? Would you trust him if he had just denied you? Jesus could have said, "That's it, Peter. We're done. You denied me three times. Don't try to tell me you're sorry. It's done. It's over." But Jesus didn't do that, not with Peter or anyone else ever. Matthew and Luke tell us Peter went out and wept bitterly. I believe Peter was forgiven in that moment. Jesus' offer of forgiveness is always available, and it's life-changing. Peter learned from his mistake and lived a remarkable life for Christ after this. This reminds me of a small phrase in Psalm 18:35. It says, "Thy gentleness has made me great." Someone who has not experienced Christ's forgiveness might think, "Well, just go do whatever you want and ask for forgiveness later. It's a license to do anything you feel like doing." However, Peter and all who have experienced Christ's forgiveness can understand the truth in this verse. The gentleness and forgiveness of Jesus does not cause us to live recklessly. No way. Instead, we consider our actions and make every effort to live a holy life following all of Jesus' teaching. Because he has forgiven us and still offers us his love, we are motivated to do all we can for him. His gentleness really does make us great. Forgiveness is truly unique to Christianity, and this is one aspect of Jesus' teaching that is worth thinking more about. And today, as we look at Peter's failure, we hope that your heart will be reminded of Christ's forgiveness to you. Now, let's give our attention to Pastor J. Mark for today's teaching from John 18.
The very heart of the gospel comes into focus in the study of these chapters from the Gospel of John. You may already know this, but the word gospel means good news. At the same time, the events which we're studying are surrounded with much sorrow. We understand that some great hopes and aspirations end in sorrow. Peter was a disciple of Jesus, and he once told Jesus how he would willingly lay down his life for him. But when Peter made that boast, Jesus replied instead that he would deny him even before the rooster would crow. But as you remember, Peter insisted he would never deny the Lord. Now, I can admire Peter for his good intentions. I would say that good intentions are noble and right, but to have any real value, they must be backed by actions. And that is what we're now going to consider from John chapter 18, verses 10 and 11, verses 15 to 18, and 25 to 27. Peter, his failure. John 18:10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put up your sword into its sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known to the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple went out, the one who was known to the high priest, and spoke to her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then the damsel that kept the door said to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" He saith, "I am not." And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, because it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them, and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" He denied it, and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being his relative, whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the rooster crowed. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the access we have to your word. As we read this text, we're grieved by the failure of the Apostle Peter to identify with you. But we know our own weaknesses and how often we too have failed you. So as my friend and I reflect on these scenes from the closing hours of Jesus' earthly life, help us to learn from Peter's failure. May my friend and I grow in our loyalty and our devotion to Jesus. I pray this in his precious name. Amen. As I said earlier, good intentions are noble and right. But to have any real value, they must be backed up with loyal actions. And so from these verses, we can understand the ways that Peter was led into failure. The first way Peter was led into failure was his futile defense. In the garden, faced by a military guard, Peter drew out his sword. You see, Peter meant to carry out his boast that he was willing to lay down his life for Jesus. He was ready to take his sword and defend his master. He must have meant to cut Malchus down, to cut off his head, or at least to strike his head, but apparently the servant ducked, and Peter simply sliced off his ear. Now I want you to listen to Jesus' rebuke of Peter. He said, "Put up your sword, Peter." This wasn't the way to defend his Lord. Peter had gotten it wrong. Jesus gave him a reason, saying his Father had a plan that he will carry out. Peter misunderstood that plan, and so he failed in his test. The second way that Peter was led into failure was his first denial. And so Jesus is being led off to be tried, and Peter is following on behind. Now, that in itself is worthy. He didn't run away, but he followed, even if it was at a distance. But Peter couldn't get inside the courtyard because he didn't know the right people. So another disciple brought him in. And we conclude that must have been John, the beloved disciple of our Lord. He was known by the high priest and by the doorkeeper, and so he asked the maid to let Peter in, and she did. But then, when this young girl looked on Peter, she asked him a burning question. "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" That's exactly the way she asked the question, so as to anticipate Peter giving a negative answer. You know, we have ways to anticipate answers when we ask questions. And this girl asked the question in such a way that it was very easy for Peter to say no. "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" And Peter said, "I am not." In that answer, he was denying his Lord just as Jesus predicted he would. And then Peter stepped up to the fire where the servants and the officers were warming themselves, and it appears that Peter was warming himself, and yet he was trying to remain unknown or anonymous. He was trying to hide there among those officers and servants so that no one would detect his presence. That was his first denial. And then the third way Peter was led into failure was through his final denial. Those servants and officers around that fire were not friends of Jesus. But Peter stood there with them anyway. Imagine that. That means Peter identified himself with the enemies of Jesus. Now that was certainly the wrong thing to do, but there he was. And they asked him the same question in the same way that the girl had asked earlier, which meant that they were expecting Peter to say no. It made it easier, I suppose. Anyway, in answer to their question of whether or not he was with Jesus, he said, "I am not." Now notice what happened next. A relative of the servant whose ear Peter had cut off was also warming himself at this same fire. And we can be sure this relative had looked very carefully when Peter cut off that ear. So he said, "I saw you in the garden with him, did I not?" It's a different kind of question this time. This man expected yes as an answer. Most likely he had watched Peter very carefully, and now here he was, face to face with him. "I saw you in the garden with him, didn't I?" Expecting yes as an answer. But since Peter had already denied the Lord twice, he found he could do nothing else, and he denied his Lord again. But then the rooster crowed. Peter did exactly what Jesus predicted he would do. He denied Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. We feel deeply for Peter because we too know what failure feels like. Our high aspirations often lie shattered when we face a test. Now, my friend, has Jesus been calling you to a loyal walk with him? Remember, his sacrifice was the greatest event of history, and so I encourage you to guard against a futile defense of Jesus, a first step in denying your Lord and hiding among his enemies. Back your devotion to Jesus by loyal actions, and you will not fail him.
Thank you, J. Mark, for today's teaching from God's Word, and thank you for joining us. It is a privilege for us to study God's Word and learn from it. Now, take what you heard and put it into practice. The teaching and instruction in the Bible is for us, and it is meant to be lived. Don't be like the man in James 1, who sees himself in a mirror, then goes away and forgets what he looks like. Instead, be like the man in verse 25 who looks intently into the word and is a doer of the work. God says that man will be blessed in what he does. And we want to bless you as you follow Jesus and share him with those around you. If you have any questions or if you would like today's teaching, just contact us and ask for it by title or tell us the passage. We also have a study guide available designed to help you learn more from each lesson. It is called the Hope Herald. Please let us know if you're interested, and we'd be happy to give you one. Here are several ways you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the third way you could contact us is through our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. Please check out our website for this teaching and other similar teaching. There, you will also find other resources available from Heralds of Hope. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. We thank you again for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as Pastor J. Mark continues teaching from the Gospel of John. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with this blessing from Numbers 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.